This is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition number 1934, recorded on Thursday the 24th of November 2016, bringing you news, letters and features from the Norwich Evening News. I am Ian Robertson and I'm joined by Paddy Watkins. Hello there. Our usual fare today, a variety of news items about the city and some letters to the Evening News, plus a feature about the natural spectacle that is the great sweep of starlings you see in the sky sometimes, called a murmuration of starlings. Also, at the end of this edition, you'll find the monthly Archant magazine, Let's Talk. Today, we welcome a new listener, Rita Knights of Norwich. Hello there. We do hope you enjoy listening.
Let's start with some news. With our local football club in the news, perhaps for the wrong reasons, the latest run of losses on the field, the AGM on Wednesday evening is featured in the press. However, another local well-known institution, the Air Ambulance, is up for an award. First, however, an important appeal is being made by the Norfolk Wildlife Trust. EDP and Evening News publisher Archant has helped to kickstart a £1 million appeal for Norfolk Wildlife Trust. The Trust has received a cheque for £3,500 following a pledge to donate 50 pence from the sale of every copy of EDP Wild and Wonderful Norfolk, a magazine celebrating the Trust's 90th anniversary this year, which is still on sale. A 1920s event at Aviva's Marvel Hall, Norwich, officially launched the Trust's public appeal for £1 million towards the purchase of 655 acres at Hickling Broad in a bid to unify the whole nature reserve under NWT's ownership and the ongoing care. The Trust has confirmed that about £50,000 has been raised from donations.
Norwich City Chief Executive Jez Moxey insists the key priority for the club this season is promotion, promotion and promotion. Speaking at the club's annual general meeting at Carrow Road, Moxey reiterated the board's commitment to helping the Canaries return to the Premier League and added that manager Alex Neil had their total backing. Shareholders had the chance to quiz the board during a 45-minute Q&A session, with questions ranging from the £1.3 million payoff to former Chief Executive David McNally, player recruitment and performances on the pitch. Mr. Moxey said, "We believe the football club can be promoted. This overarching ambition is what we're about." However, he also stressed a financial challenge posed by relegation from the Premier League was difficult. Despite this, he said the board was committed to putting every penny the club could afford into the team to help the manager and players secure Premier League football next season. To underline that point, he revealed that City starlet Jacob Murphy has signed a four-year deal which will keep the 21-year-old at Carrow Road until 2021. Finance boss Steve Stone said the club's income was forecast to be around £72 million this season, compared to the £100 million accrued the previous year. Chairman Ed Balls admitted it had been a turbulent year for the football club and said relegation had had very substantial impact, but he praised the fans for their support and said there was something special about the club.
Air Ambulance crews in East Anglia are flying high after being confirmed among the best in the country. East Anglian Air Ambulance won three awards at the National Association of Air Ambulance Awards for Excellence. Captain Steve Norris, from Norwich, was named Pilot of the Year following a decade of service. Fundraiser Jamie Edgehill, from Cromer, was awarded the title of Volunteer of the Year after raising over £600,000 for the charity in just 12 years. Medical Director Alistair Wilson, who founded the first air ambulance service in the country, was presented with a Lifetime Achievement Award for nearly 30 years of service. The awards, held in London recently, celebrated the life-saving work carried out by air ambulance charities across Britain and honoured those who have made an exemplary contribution to the work of their charities. Congratulating the winners on their awards, Patrick Peel, Chief Executive Officer, said, "I'm incredibly proud. These three gentlemen are great examples of the dedication, commitment and passion shown by all of our staff every day. We are so grateful to have people who go above and beyond the call of duty for what they believe in, who share their passion for innovation and quality with us."
A top Norwich-based doctor has been given an Undercover Hero Award at a parliamentary reception. Dr. Carl Gaffney, a consultant at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, said he was delighted to receive the award at a reception at Westminster for the National Ankylosing Spondylitis Society. Debbie Cook, the society's chief executive, said, "Dr. Gaffney has been an incredible support to the NASS team. He chairs the Medical Advisory Board, is on hand to answer complex queries which may arise on the helpline, advises on key projects, and also champions the work of the NASS at every opportunity. He has worked tirelessly on projects, including our GP awareness campaign. He really does go above and beyond to support the NASS team, giving up his own time on many occasions. Dr. Gaffney has been tireless in his support for patients with ankylosing spondylitis."
A specialist nurse from the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has been recognised with a national award. Prime Minister Theresa May presented Kit Tranter, lead paediatric rheumatology nurse specialist, with an award on behalf of the National Rheumatoid Arthritis Society at a ceremony at Portcullis House. Ms. Tranter, who is part of a team of 20 specialist paediatric nurses in the Jenny Lind Children's Department, has been nominated as an NRAS Healthcare Champion for her work on juvenile idiopathic arthritis by one of the families she cares for. She said, "It made it all the more special to know that it was a family who had taken the time to put my name forward. I'm really passionate about the specialist service we provide as the paediatric rheumatology team and thoroughly enjoy working with the families who require support."